That's when I found out the blues would always be a part of me. Let me tell you this. You see, when she left me, she gave me the blues. That was the last thing I thought I could use. But now I'm glad she left me. I'm glad she gave me the blues. You see, I went out and found me. I went out and found me someone new. That's why I can say this tonight. Hey, hey, the blues is all right. Hey, hey, the blues is all right. Oh, hey, hey, the blues is all right. Hey, hey, the blues is all right. It's all right. All right. It's all right. All right. Every day and night. Let's testify. Say it again, y'all. Hey, hey, the blues is all right.
Hey, the blues is all right. That's right. Hey, that's our little Milton. The blues is all right. Hey, welcome everyone. It's time for Sunday Night Gold, with yours truly and the Jazzy Diva, the Jazzy One. Hey, what's going on, Jazz?
Hey, hey, hey. Happy Sunday, everybody.
Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday. Hey, wow. Tonight is going to be a special night. Jazz, let's see, she's into geography these days.
Yeah, I am.
And so, we've done, some of the shows that we've covered had to do with certain places.
Right. Right. And tonight is no exception.
No exception.
Tonight we're going to Texas. Remember, everything is big in Texas. So tonight we're going to Texas.
We're going to Texas tonight, okay?
Right.
Kick back,
right.
Grab a glass, folks. Right, fasten your seatbelts. We're going to Texas. All right. Let's do this. We're going to come back with more after a couple of songs here. Kick back, grab a glass. It is Sunday Night Gold with yours truly, WB and the Jazzy One.
That's me.
That's her. The entertainer, Scott Joplin.
Definitely. He's from Texas.
Thank you. my chance to meet
Charlie Pride.
Some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way. I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place, and every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Well, people may try to guess the secret of a happiness, but some of them never learn it's a simple thing. The secret I'm speaking of is a woman and a man in love, and the answer is in this song that I always sing. You've got to kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Kiss an angel good morning and let her know you think about her when you're gone. Kiss an angel good morning and love her like the devil when you get back home.
Charlie Pride. Kiss an angel in the morning and love her like the devil when you get back home. Wow, quite a song there. Quite a song.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yep. You all know and heard, and many of you who love Charlie Pride. But I want to go to the first song we played, the entertainer, Scott Joplin.
Yeah.
We've all heard that song before. Many, many years ago, it was in, matter of fact, it was featured in some, I believe, black and white movies too, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It definitely was.
Yeah. Scott Joplin, I didn't know anything about him, but he was, dubbed the king of ragtime.
Yeah.
Wow.
That he was.
Wow.
That he was.
The entertainer, Scott Joplin and Morton Gunnar Larson. All right. We've got some more for you. We got some, willingness. Some of you country fans out there, you should enjoy this. Got some Willie Nelson coming up for you. Oh, Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go deep for just a few moments.
Yeah.
Before we get into the R&B.
Okay. Yeah. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, Buddy Holler, The Crickets, Janis Joplin. Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Yes.
Be right back, folks. It's a Sunday Night Go. On the road again.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way. On the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. My love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. Thank you. road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
Going way back now.
Back like car seats. Yep. Lime, lemon, Jefferson.
I said that one with matchbox on my clothes. I said that one there with a matchbox on my clothes. She crochet all the time. I got a good girl time, crochet all the time. Mama, if you don't quit crocheting, you're gonna lose your mind. I can't count the time. I told her we tried. The time I stole away from. Give me the food, ain't on me, the things ain't gone on. If you want your lover, you better put it to your side. I say you want your baby, put it to your side. Papa never saw that as I ain't seen much as yet. In 3 long weeks today, ain't seen much as yet. In 3 long weeks today, but it's been so long, seems like my heart gone crazy. Excuse me, mama, for knocking on your door. Well, excuse me, mama, knocking on your door. My mind don't change, I love and I care no more.
All right, all right, all right. Oh, my. Okay, jazz took us on a little journey there, going way back. That had to be recorded back in the 30s, I would guess.
Yeah, it was. It was, actually. Right, because he was born in the, he was born in 1893.
Whoa.
And yeah. Okay. And he started playing guitar in his early teens.
Okay.
And he started performing at various parties, and he was a street musician.
Okay.
So, yeah. He started working with T-Bone Walker and Lead Belly. It says here, really the 1920s, actually.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I think that was before TV.
It was. It was.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're going to pick it up just a little bit for you. All right, this is Sunday Night Go. Hey, it's a little relaxing out here. It's raining out here, down here in Richmond. I don't know about Northern Virginia.
It is. It's raining. It's like off and on rain. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it rains often down here anyway. But that's okay. You know, we need that.
We need the rain.
Keeps everything green. All right. Yeah. Anyway, got some Kenny Rogers. This one right here, The Gambler.
Yes.
I remember this.
Yeah.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness till boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, son, I've made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind my saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice. So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, if you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold.
All right, Kenny Rogers, Kenny Rogers. Hey, we're back. This is Sunday Night Gold. Hey, Jazz, I used to really like that song. As a matter of fact, I think there was a movie called The Gambler, wasn't it?
There was. I'm looking to see what year it came out.
Yeah, I didn't go out to see. I didn't see the movie, but I recall there being one made, right. And that was the soundtrack there. Well, you know, Kenny Rogers, he's still getting over. Close, like on Spotify alone, close to 7,500,000 monthly listeners.
I believe that. Because part of that is his collabs, because he collabed with Dolly Parton. We know he collabed with Lionel Richie.
Sure did.
And apparently he collabed with Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees. And he wrote, looks like he had some kind of collaboration with Marvin Gaye.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Rogers went on to work with Barry Gibb of the Bee Gees.
Okay.
He produced his 1983 album, Eyes That See in the Dark, featuring the title track and yet another number one hit, Islands in the Stream, which was a duet with Dolly Parton.
Okay.
Gibb, along with his brother, Robin and Maurice, originally wrote the song for Marvin Gaye in an R&B style, only later to change it for Rogers' album. So they wrote the song Islands in the Stream for Marvin Gaye, but they gave it to Kenny Rogers.
Wow. So did Marvin ever record that?
It doesn't say.
Doesn't sound like it.
It doesn't sound like he did.
Okay.
The partnership with Gibb only lasted one album, which was not surprising, considering that Rogers original intention was to work with Gibb on only one song.
Uh-huh.
And Gibb insisted on doing the entire album together. It doesn't look like they worked together past that.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay. See, on that Kenny, he wore his welcome out.
That's probably,
Hey, that's okay. I recall there was some award show, and I believe it was Lionel Richie, and when he, that song Lady.
Yeah.
That was an original Kenny Rogers song, I believe.
It was.
And he Lionel Richie thanked Kenny Rogers for making it, because that was a big hit for Lionel as well.
It was. Wow. It definitely was.
Yeah. Pretty amazing stuff. Hey, speaking of Kenny Rogers, we got one, like you say, he collaborated also with Dolly Parton. Let's check this one out.
Something going on. You do something. love me, baby. Still, will you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. That'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
Ooh, ooh,
It's Janis Joplin. Yep.
Yes.
Yes, go on, please.
Janis Joplin. Now, as everyone knows, she died from a heroin overdose at the age of 27.
Wow.
She was a big hit in the 70s. Oh, Rolling Stone ranked Janis Joplin number 46 on its 2004 list of 100 greatest artists of all time. And number 28 on its 2008 list of 100 greatest singers of all time.
Yes, yes. Oh. She was huge. And like you said, it was too young. At the age of what, 27?
Yeah, she died from a heroin overdose at the age of 27.
Wow. That reminds me. Jimi Hendrix, he died at the age of like, what, 28, didn't he?
Yeah, I think it was under 30, right? I think it was. I can look and let you know. Uh-huh. And then Buddy Holly, who you played before that, died at 22. He was in a plane crash.
Wow. There's a movie behind that, too.
Yeah, there is. And I can't think of the name of it. There is a movie behind that.
Okay. Amazing, amazing stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And you're right. And right around, let's see, we're talking about Janis Joplin. We're talking about Buddy Holly. And that was a plane crash. But Jimi Hendrix, I don't know. What did he die of? Was it drugs?
You know, I don't know. Let me look.
Okay, let's find out. There was a lot of artists that were dying at early ages around that time. And, you know, many of our artists, some of the greatest artists we know and we cherish today, they've passed away early. Michael Jackson, okay, I think he was 50, but shucks, man, that's too young. Prince, you know, yeah. We can go on and on and on. Luther Vandross, Minnie Riperton. Now, Minnie Riperton died of cancer, I believe.
She died of cancer, right.
Right. And I remember, speaking of Minnie, I know we were talking about, things in Texas. They said, hey, everything's bigger in Texas. That's what they say. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's what you say. I'm going to go along with it. Okay.
Leave that right there.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Caught myself off guard with that. But anyway, no, I did. Sometimes I say stuff that's coming out of my mouth and I, you know, it's too late then. You can't, there's no rewind here. There's no rewind.
But this is live radio, folks.
Folks, I tell you what. Okay. It is definitely live radio, but if you enjoy the show, you will hear it again. Or share with a friend. Just go to studio.buzz. Studio.buzz. And tomorrow night, we've got a brand new Monday Night Madness. Of course, the professor, you know, he's with me for 4 years and unfortunately he's no longer on Monday Night Madness except for he promised to come back for a cameo. And we might even have him on our show on Sunday nights, when his schedule allows it, you know.
Right.
So he always has a seat behind a microphone here. So. I want to thank you again, Professor, in case you are listening. A lot of our artists, they just died way, way, way too soon. So what do you have for us?
It looks like they're saying details concerning his last days are disputed. But he met a lady by the name of Monica, and they had a bottle of wine. She took him to his residence at 1:45 in the morning, where he remained about an hour. And then... she took him back to her place at 3 a.m. And she said they talked until 7 a.m. and they went to sleep. And when she woke up the next morning, he was unresponsive.
Jimi Hendrix.
Right. So it's like he died in his sleep.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
From unnoted circumstances.
And we're not going to speculate. We're not going to. No, we don't do that. I think the professor is listening. Hey, thanks again, my friend. All right. We'll talk soon. We'll talk soon. And find out when you are available. I know you have a busy schedule. But anyway, the professor, well loved on the show. We had so many compliments on the Monday Night Madness show when the professor was here, because I would get text messages and or personal conversations or whatever, Facebook, and they would say how much they appreciated the information that they didn't know. And it really enhanced, the music, because once you have a little background, know the history, the life, the legacy of a particular artist, it kind of makes you want to, especially if it's one song you like and some that you just hear about, it makes you appreciate the music better, I believe. Just like, you know, we give some limited background, not as extensively as we do on Monday Night Madness, but if there's something that we feel that is historic of nature, or there's an artist that did something that we thought was worth noting, we'll give you that information here right on Sunday Night Go. Got more music for you coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to the music. Oh, boy, I did not know this.
What did you not know?
Well, I'm not playing it yet, but I'm just looking at this. Sly and the Family Stone from Texas?
Definitely. He sure is. Get to that when we get to his music.
Okay, yeah. Great. All right. Be right back after this. Leon Bridges. It's called Beyond.
Mm-hmm. You heard the song before. Just give it a minute.
Don't wanna get ahead of myself, feeling things I've never felt. It's kind of hard for me to explain her personality in everything. Brings me to my knees, oh. She shines me up like gold on my arm. I wanna take it slow, but it's so hard. I love to see her face in daylight. It's more than just our bodies at night. But she's really tempting me, oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't rush in? I'm scared to death that she might be it, that the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything. Beyond, I wanna bring her round to meet you. Thinking like a candelina. I know that grandma would have loved her like she was her own. She makes me feel at home. Oh. Do you think I'm being foolish if I don't? That the love is real, that the shoe might fit. She might just be my everything. Beyond space and time in the afterlife. Will she have my kids? Will she be my wife? She might just be my everything. Beyond, I give up, I'm in love, cry. You might fit, she might just be my everything. Beyond space and time in the afterlife. She have my kids, will she be my wife? She might just be my everything.
Wow. Hey, we're back. This is Sunday Night Gold. I wanted to stop that Jazz, because I have not heard that song before.
Oh, you have?
Okay. No. And okay. Before I looked up this gentleman, Leon Bridges, I thought he was one of our blue-eyed soul brothers.
No.
He is not. He is.
Yeah, young brother. And as a point of clarity, he was born in Atlanta, but was raised in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm going to be clear about that.
Okay, right. Well, that's okay. But, you know, this is the thing about knowing a little bit about the artist. Not that it matters. If you like a song, you like a song. It doesn't matter who sang it, who recorded, who wrote it. It really doesn't matter that way because we appreciate music. You okay?
Yeah.
And music has no color.
Definitely.
Music has no color. The sounds that you hear, the melodic content that we're exposed to, and we all know, whether we realize this consciously or unconsciously, that music plays a significant part in our lives, in our everyday lives, right? It has a lot of power, ladies and gentlemen. It can make you feel happy, can make you feel sad, make you feel like dancing, make you feel like crying, make you, you know, it has a myriad of effects, and it can be, right? That's why we hear it. That's why, movies are enhanced by music.
They are.
Okay. I've seen films with no music. I mean, it's missing that element, right? Just powerful stuff. So anyway, we got more music for you. Sunday Night Go. Oh, I did mention Monday Night Madness. Stop mid sentence and we start talking about something else. But anyway, Monday Night Madness, I've got, my co-host, is a gentleman by the name of D.A. Waymaker. And Waymaker, Jazz, I think I told you about him before, right?
I haven't heard about, the Waymaker. Talk to me.
Waymaker, he is a promoter. He's out of Biloxi, Mississippi.
Okay.
And he is, my regular co-host, or one of my, co-hosts on Wednesday, along with Ms. B. Okay, Bessie Stokes. She's been, out, lately. She'll be back hopefully soon. But Waymaker, he's been sending me, along with Derek the Change Man Smith, you know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Well, they've been sending me up and coming recording artists. And some you already know, and they are of the Southern Soul genre.
Okay.
Incredible artists. I mean, just amazing. I've had Nigel Perkins. You may or may not have heard of him. Ladies and gentlemen, check him out. Check him out. I've had Raymond and Rush. R-E-M-O-N and Rush. That's a duo that, oh my goodness, these guys are fabulous. I had Lady Coco. I had Ms. Coco. I had Ms. Connie Moe on. And I know I'm leaving somebody out, and if so, please forgive me. Oh, the Do Right Man. Okay. If we have time at the end of the show, I'm going to play some of that for you. He's out of Texas. He's born and reared in Texas.
Okay.
Okay. I say, okay. I'm going to stick to the theme, Jazz. I'm behaving myself, darling.
Good.
Folks, you also, you know, she's a teacher. I thought she was going to, hey, stick your hands out, you know. Okay.
Well, remember, we can't discipline kids these days the way maybe you and I were disciplined.
No, you can't.
No, not at all. In Fairfax County, Virginia, you can barely raise your voice at these
days. I believe that. Goodness. That's a whole nother subject for another day.
Another time. Right?
We'll get into that a little bit later on. And speaking of schools, I'm going to also direct you to go to the website and check out the Cultural Excellence Show from last Wednesday. I don't know what date that was. I don't know what date last Wednesday was. Was that the 13th? I'm not sure. Not exactly sure.
Last Wednesday was the 13th.
Okay,
right.
Last Wednesday. Check out Cultural Excellence. I had an educator on, the brilliant Dr. Charletta Barringer Brown. I mean, just absolutely brilliant. Okay. And those of you who are Deltas of the Delta sorority, she's a Delta. She's one of your soros. She's a soro of yours, rather. And she is running for school board.
Okay.
Out here in Richmond. She's running for school board. Is it Richmond or Chesterfield? Well, it doesn't matter. But the point is that she pointed out some things that that absolutely shocked me as far as the school boards are concerned. And so even though it was a local show, it has a national meaning. It had a national meaning to it because some of the challenges that we're having here, they are over the country, all over the country, and some places even worse. And your school boards are vital in this education, the success of your child, the nurturing of your child, so forth and so on. And you have no idea how powerful they are. And what was really shocking, Jazz, is that she was telling me that you didn't even have to have any experience as far as any educational background at all. So anybody
to be a member of the school board
to be part of the school. That's exactly right. One of the board members, the ones that make the vital decisions. So that is kind of scary. But anyway, check out the interview. I think you'll find it fascinating. It would also may also encourage you to go out and vote in your local elections. Okay, be right back after this. Solange. Cranes in the sky.